Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Friday night, heading into the weekend here on the grid. Usually I say a lot going on. Don't have to say that tonight. We actually don't have to say that tonight. Yeah, you know how they always tell you about, like, in October, those sports equinoxes, you know, when you have those nights where the NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA are all playing on the same night. Tonight is actually the opposite of the sports equinox. It's a night where there is no MLB, NFL, NHL, NBA, nobody playing tonight as we head into the weekend. You do have all-star festivities in the NBA if that could keep you awake. There's some low-level college basketball games this evening. A couple good ones this weekend we'll talk about. Everyone's starting to show up at spring training. Several other things. I'll take a look at the golf, too, before we get out of here as well tonight. But it's a Friday night party on the grid. Mike Carver here with you. Sans Joe out on assignment. I wouldn't even call what he's doing tonight an assignment. R&R, he called it last night. So good for Joe. As he goes and does that. Just got back from New Orleans for a week, but he needs a little R&R. So God bless him and good luck. So that means our man, Gentleman George, George Kurtz, is hanging with us on a Friday night. So that shows you where me and George are at in life also. It's Valentine's Day. It's a Friday night. And me and George have been married for a while. And we're sitting here. And we're doing a radio show on Valentine's Day on a Friday night. George, good to see you, my man.
Good to see you. Now, first off, okay, I've been married 24 years. I'll be 24 years in about 3 weeks. My wife is working tonight, okay? I don't want to hear it from anybody. Okay. She's working, all right? So she just left about an hour ago. So she's working. She's going back tomorrow morning, so I don't want to hear it. I took my wife and my daughters out and my niece out for Valentine's Day on Wednesday night. We all had a nice dinner. So I'm covered, all right? Now, at least you wore a red shirt, Mike.
I did.
I'm assuming you did that on purpose, by the way. So I'm giving you credit there. Maybe it just came out of the drawer. I don't know.
Well,
I didn't do that.
We got to also remember, George, my kids are still a lot younger. So my kids still, like, you know, wearing red for Valentine's Day, doing all that. Because mine are 8 and 4, George. Yours are a little bit older now, right? Your kids are a little bit older at this point, right? Or you've got one in my range, right?
No, I do not. My oldest is 18.
Yeah.
She's out with a boyfriend. So, yeah. There goes that. And my 14-year-old is at the mall with some friends of hers.
I thought you had teens. That's where you were. So I'm still in the Wear red today. Everybody get the kids the candies, everything. So
I would have worn red if I would have thought about it. I did not think about it until I saw you in red. I'm like, oh yeah, I probably should have wore a red shirt tonight. Oh well,
that's all right.
Even before
you had the Yankee jersey on before the show, you should have kept the Yankee jersey on tonight. It's a Friday night. Let it go.
It's right there. It's right there. By the way, little Thurman Munson jersey for everybody tonight. Little 15.
Do you always like this week? Because it's when they start showing up, first week of spring training, everybody starts to get down there. You hear everybody starts talking again. Marcus Stroman certainly did enough talking in Tampa at Yankee camp today. But everybody, does this get you? Because you're a huge baseball guy. Do you start to really get itchy this week once you start seeing all the clips of the guys throwing batting practice and doing their workouts and starting to go? You know that it's, you know, kind of around the corner, but it still really isn't. I guess, though, it's a lot earlier now, right? Like, we used to have to wait till, like,
this is about a week early.
Third, fourth, whatever it is. Now, I mean, last year, I think it's the same this year, George. Like, it's like March 29th or March 30th when opening day is.
Baseball will always be special to me without getting too mushy. It's the only thing my father and I agreed upon was baseball and our love of the Yankees. That's it. My father passed 30 years ago. So, but it was the only thing we got along with was baseball. So, yeah, back when I had a normal job, normal 9-to-5 job, I would take the week of opening day, which is usually the first full week in April, I would take that week off. So I could watch the opening day games and all that. It was romantic. It was special, right? Mm. Baseball is different than football, right? You got 17 games now, and that Sunday is just explosive, yeah. Right? We all flip out over it. Baseball's a longer season. You can enjoy more. So, yeah, I do like it. But that being said, Mike, this week sucks. You already said there's nothing going on tonight. Baseball's too early to get excited about. Football just ended here, and hockey is by the way, on Monday, I wasn't all that excited about the Four Nations. I've gotten more – I mean, the game's been really good, really fun to watch. I've gotten more excited about it. So that helps here. But
we are obviously at some point tonight, George, we are going to spend some time, and I've done it a couple times today at the NHL show on Coast to Coast, but I don't mind doing it a third time. This USA-Canada game on Saturday night has got a lot of gas to it, and it's got more gas, George, because I think all the questions that people had about this Four Nations thing coming into it, are they going to care? Is it an exhibition? Will it be Olympic quality? I think you've seen through two games, these guys care. They care a lot. They're into it, and they want to win. And I think that's going to make this game on Saturday night even better than we thought it could be. I didn't really factor in how long it's been since these guys have actually, the stars have played best on best, because they haven't gone to the last couple Olympics. They haven't done any of this stuff. So you could tell, George, that there's some juice, and I'm very much into it here tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tomorrow night as well here. I didn't think I was going to like it all that much, right? Because, okay, it's, you know, the Russians aren't there. There's no Eastern Europeans. They're like, it's not really a true tournament here. But Sweden, Canada, that game won Wednesday night was fantastic. Awesome. I mean, they were going for it. It got the blood flowing. As you said, it's definitely more of Olympic style. These guys want to win. They're playing. This is not an all-star game where they don't care. They care. You saw Finland last night. They were pushing the envelope, man. They were, they're boarding people, and they
were the better team for two periods. I know they were down 2-1 after two, but I thought they were the better team through 40 minutes, and then U.S. blitzed them in the third.
I mean, listen, as someone who bet on Team USA last night, and I have them for the tournament, I was nervous.
Gensel goal. We had the Gensel goal last night at plus 270. We had it there.
So he missed one early score. That ticked me off. That he was going to score early in that period, too. He finally got one.
He had that. Yes. He missed on the side of the net. And then on the same power play, he got a beautiful feed right in front, and he put it right in Saros' pads. I thought that was our chance for Gensel. But then it was about 5 minutes after we got off the air last night, and boom, Gensel scored to open the second goal, actually, of that third period. They both scored in like 30 seconds to go. But we will talk about that, because both games are actually good, because it's rivalry Saturday with that Four Nations. Finland and Sweden, they hate each other too. And they're going to be playing. And the loser of that game is really going to be have no shot on Monday when they play that final group stage game that they're going to have. So we have some hockey to talk about there. We'll get some baseball involved. I've got some football stuff for George as well. it goes quick, George. Like, I know the Super Bowl was a week ago. They had the parade today, and it just amazes you, these parades now. Like, you can't go anywhere. Last year in Kansas City, this year in Philadelphia. What is the matter with people? Like, you just can't go anywhere where there's a large crowd of people. But already, George, they're churning it out. Combine lists, teams are cutting players, free agency, cap space. The NFL, there is no rest for the wicked, man. They are ready to, as soon as the season ends, it's time. Let's start getting ready for next year. So there's always stuff to do there. Carver and Lisi with you. George Kurtz in for Joe on a Friday night as we get you ready for the weekend. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Barbara and Lisi, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you on a Friday night on the grid. Of course, Mike Harvey with you. Sans Joe. Joe out. George Kurtz is with us this evening on a Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to all you lovers out there. Happy Valentine's Day. And Hit Burbell is in house as well. Matthias, he never misses a shift. So it's good to have Matthias here on a Friday. Is there any fights tomorrow, Matthias? Do you have any? Is there any kind? Is there? They just had the 312 last week. Are they doing a dope
fight? Yeah, no, we got some fights.
Oh, yeah,
we got some fights
about this. So you're gonna have later on, Matthias, you'll have to give us the full card.
Absolutely. I know you. Big size difference today between Rodriguez and Kennedy in the main event. Big size difference. Loving my pick that I gave earlier this week, Mike.
Matthias, George would definitely be the operator of like obscure sports quarterly. Like he's just got it. He's got UFC picks. He's telling me about we were talking about some women's tennis match in Qatar. Where was that? At Qatar, Matthias, that tournament is? Doha?
That's in the Middle East over there, where also Pink will beat Swiatek earlier this morning.
He's got it all, George, locked out. All the obscure sports across the globe. Matthias is there for us whenever we need any advice on
those. So any cockroach races in New Zealand, we just go to Matthias for the answer.
No. I stay away from cockroaches. That's Gabe Morenci's aisle right there. You know, that's really obscure sports. That's sports rage late night type of stuff, you know? The ping pong in Thailand and everything.
Russian table tennis, ping pong, get all that stuff going. Remember during the pandemic, George, we got a table tennis match in the KBO.
We all learned about the KBO, Korean baseball. KBO. God.
You know Gabe gets us on that Korean baseball, George. You know Gabe loves that Korean baseball, baby. The You Do Tigers, baby. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. That was incredible back when we used to do that. So they do have this NBA All-Star game. This stuff is this weekend. Now, George is not the biggest NBA guy. If George is the leaflet of college football, as we say during the fall, whereas Joe is the encyclopedia, I think that what would we say George is of the NBA? What's less than a leaflet? What could we even go less than that? You're the
Bazooka Joe note, comic thing.
The post-it note of the NBA. If you're the leaflet of college football, you're the post-it note of the NBA. But this isn't even so much about a game. You probably heard this. Did you hear George's commercial? That's from today, from me and Scotty. Me yelling about the All-Star Weekend in the NBA. So I'll bring it to you as well because I think it matters. So they've changed this thing so much now because there's just no interest. And every sport has this problem, George. MLB has this problem now with their All-Star game. Hockey has given up with it so much that they did the best thing ever. They're not even playing it this year. They're playing this Four Nations thing instead of their All-Star game, which is better. The NFL is a complete joke with their flag football and all their other nonsense that they now do on the weekend. So the NBA's trying here. They're playing tonight the Rising Stars. They've split them into four teams. They got G League guys. The winner gets to play the real All-Stars on Sunday night. But that All-Star Saturday night that used to always get so much gas, the dunk contest, the three-point contest, back in the day, George, Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins, Vince Carter, all these big moments are done. Now, you can't pick these guys out of a lineup. that are in this. And Gabe tweeted about this morning, and that we continued it on Coast to Coast. Like, it's so true. Like, baseball does, it's like the home run derby. I know it's gotten bad. It's not like Judge and Ohtani in it every year. But baseball also isn't sending, you know, John Birdie and Connor Joe and, like, the, you know, some of the absolute low, you know, the 25th man on the roster for all these, for this home run derby. Whereas the NBA does this for their slam dunk contest. And even just trying to bring a casual fan in, like, how do you not have someone that garners a little bit of interest and would make people maybe even say, let me turn that on and see what's going on? But having a huge event like that and none of the big stars will do it, what a waste of time. It's absolute nonsense.
But that's the problem, right? How do you force these stars to do it, right? I mean, you can't force, you know, LeBron or someone else to go out and compete if they don't want to do it. And that's right. The issue here. My biggest question would be, as far as, once again, all the sports, baseball with the home run hitting contest, is why don't they want to do it? You know, basically they use the excuse, well, it's going to take me out of my swing because I'm going to swing so I guess basketball, I guess
they're,
there's a little threat of injury.
They're afraid, yeah,
they're
lose.
Afraid of being embarrassed. Yes. Maybe they don't want to practice something special, some kind of 360 dunk or whatever it is, and they don't want to do that. But it's watered it down, yeah. I doubt it's watered it down. In baseball, I always thought, you know what? I don't need it to be an all-star, by the way. Invite Joey Gallo to the home run hitting contest. I want to see a ball hit 900 feet. I want to see somebody hit it out of whatever stadium they're playing in. That's what I want. That's the home run hitting contest. I don't need it to be somebody who's in the all-star game. Don't care about that. You know, so I think that hurts it as well here. Listen, Aaron Judge should be in it. Stanton should be in it. Ohtani should be in it.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not Ohtani this year coming back from injury. But, I mean, come on. Yeah, I don't even care if you win, by the way. Take three hacks and hit the ball 9 miles. And fine, I'll call it a night here. Rather than see somebody hit a bunch of wall scrapers. I don't care about those.
The baseball is slowly morphing into what the NBA's problem is, which is you're going to eventually end up with... Now, baseball has so many more players, right? You know, there's so many more players, and there's so... You're always probably going to get someone on the secondary tier. I mean, the NBA's on, like, the bottom 10th tier of guys that they send to this thing. But baseball has enough guys like your Teoscar Hernandez, who won last year, and other guys that are still going to do it that, you know, there'll still be some names. But there's only one way to get guys to do it. Cash. Scotty said today, NBA dunk contest, they give him $100,000 if you win. Guys who make $40 million a year are not going to go in it to make $100,000. Put $5 million on the table. Put $5 million on a table like the World Series of Poker at midcourt at the NBA dunk contest. Let's see how many of those all-stars come. How many of you think George will get out of the chair then? Come play for $5 million and be in their dunk contest. Bet you quite a few would. Carver and Lisa's
video. $5 million is $5 million.
George is in for Joe. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, SportsGrid Radio. Sirius XM 159 on a Friday night. On the grid, there isn't a lot going on live tonight, as we were just saying. It's All-Star Weekend in the NBA. The NHL's got the Four Nations. We're going to talk about tomorrow's games in a little while with USA, Canada, Sweden, Finland. There's obviously nothing else. There is some college basketball tonight. If you got to really be a diehard, I am in on UCLA. They're playing Indiana tonight at 16-11, about halfway through the first half there. Everything else is like some real serious mid-major stuff. Ohio, Kent State's a good one in the MAC. They're tied at 52 with 12 minutes to go. Northern Kentucky up 9 on Green Bay. St. Louis leads Loyola by 7 with just under 14 minutes left to go in the game there. Barn burner between Niagara and Mount St. Mary's in the MAC. Same thing with Sacred Heart and Quinnipiac. So that's where you're at in terms of college basketball this evening. We do have the LIV golf's going to start in a little bit at Adelaide, round number 2. Might be able to get involved with that. Isn't Sam Horsfield in the lead, I believe. So we'll have to see what's going on. Let's see, do they put LIV now in the top? They do put it on here. Yeah, Horsfield is 6 under. Carlos Ortiz and Joaquin Neiman, 5 under.
for Liv, which will tee up round two in about an hour, because they're, I guess, Southern Australia's got to be, what, 12 or 13 hours difference from here. So you get a little Liv after dark coming up later on. But other than that, pretty empty. Oh, and you get this Rising Stars thing that's going to start at 9 East at the All-Star at San Francisco. So you have that as well. So we'll be going kind of in and out. Now, George said to me before during the break, first spring training game for the Yankees is Friday. Playing Friday, that's a week from today, against the Rays. At it's a 1 o'clock game down in Tampa. The actual first George spring training game at all is the day before, because the Cubs and the Dodgers, who are going to open the season in Tokyo, I believe, sometime in the middle of March, and play two games there. They'll play each other in the first spring training game on that Friday. They'll play each other again on Thursday and Friday, excuse me, as they start getting, then everybody else catches up. You pretty much get everybody going by Saturday next week. Saturday the 22nd is when spring training is really done. Now, George said he would watch because it's the first game, and I'll have it on here in New York on Yes Network. But now the real million-dollar question, George, and this is, you can really judge someone's character on something like this. You'll watch it. Will you bet on it?
Will I bet on the Friday game? Maybe not. Will I bet on preseason baseball? Yes.
So you will. You will get involved at some point.
Tell Definitely.
Will you get involved?
Listen, preseason baseball, it's not that hard here. You'll get some good price. Generally, you want to bet on the home teams as preseason rolls along. Because remember, these road teams, sometimes they're putting crap out there, right? I mean, by rule, you have to have three regulars, but what's your definition of regular? I mean, you'll find some lineups where one team is stacking it up here with their ace, going to go four innings, and the other guy's not. There's still some risk involved, of course, but that's what I'm looking for.
Regular for the Yankees. You know, the Yankees, when they take a trip across state to, like, see the Mets in Port St. Lonesome, they might send regulars, Oswaldo Cabrera, Austin Wells, and, like, what, you know, somebody else. It's not like they're taking Judge Stanton and everyone else across state in the bus down to Port St. Lonesome. So that you're right that they have ways around all of those things, but
yeah, I guess your definition of regular would come in there. Right. What's regular and what's not? But like I said, I will definitely. I'm not saying I'm betting it like I would a regular season baseball game, Mike, or a football game. You know, in the NFL, certainly not like that. But I'm going to have some money on it at time. But you have to wait. Yeah, I can't do it this week. I probably won't bet, unless I'm just bored. But one that I really am paying attention to or really studying for, you're probably until March. That being said, you know, next Friday, the NHL doesn't start again until next Saturday, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, so Saturday. By Friday, I may be crawling out of my skin by Friday.
You're going to be itching, right? Because there's nothing else for you out there. I know how you live, George. Your baseball,
your boy
football.
Lisey told me I'm betting on the Houston Cougars the other night.
He pulled you in on the college basketball. He got you in.
He told it all and on Memphis. Fine.
And on Memphis.
Carver and Lisey, Sportsgrid Radio. George and Fidel. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisey, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you on a Friday night on the grid. Carver sans Lisey, Joe out on assignment. Gentleman George Kurtz is here in his stead as we are getting ready. Just so you know, George, I like I said, I can judge someone's character. It's a good character. I personally am not one who likes to get involved in any type of preseason / spring training wagering situation. That goes for baseball, that goes for NFL preseason games, that goes for NHL preseason games. I don't have the appetite for it. I can't handle it, because I would get too upset. Like you said, you play these MLB spring training games, and you know, you got guys are out of game in the second or third inning, especially early in camp. And it's like, I am now on guys who are going to be playing at single A Tampa, who are going to be playing the rest of this game, and that's who I'm wagered on. So
that's why I respect it. You get a week like the second week in March when they're going to play four or five innings. You get a little, I think, a little bit. I'm not doing
anything. You can play a first five innings. You can
That's another great way to play it. But generally, your odds might not be as good as that. But yes, that's another way to play it. Talk to me in second week of March when the guys, you know, the starting pitcher is going to throw four or five innings, you know, somewhere around there, where they're going to get at least two at-bats, maybe three. As spring training goes on, you can play more and more. I am not betting as like I would a regular season game, right? The amount or the amount of games. You're hunting and pecking the one game you like. You know, the one game where the lineup seemed to favor you. That's the way I go about it. Like I said, it's nowhere near what regular season is. But, I do like the hit some. Listen. I work nights, so I tell you, I may not wake up till 12, 1 o'clock now, so the games are on. I need a reason to watch this thing, all right? Let's face it. I may be a big Yankee guy, but by the second week of spring training, I pretty much want to, claw my eyes out from watching spring training. You want the regular season to start here. And by the way, Dodgers and Cubs start March 18th. March 18th is
looking at that.
Day one.
So Tuesday, March 18th, and Wednesday, March 19th is when you will get the Tokyo series, 6 a.m. East. They have them listed as. So, and I already saw the Cubs are going to start Imanaga. And they said, they did say one of the two games, most likely the opening game. And Yamamoto is going to pitch the first game for the Dodgers. So they've already started to line all that stuff up. I mean, thankfully it is. You know, it's a month away, George. Like, you got 1 month for that. That's it. You know, it's the 14th. By the time we come back on Monday, it's the, 17th? You know, you're 1 month away from playing these games. And then what's the actual liftoff date? Thursday the 27th?
Yes. I believe that's it.
Thursday the 27th is when they actually start. Yep. For real. Yankees and Brewers.
Yeah, like Peralta versus Cole, more than likely.
This is what bothers me about the interleague, George. I can't stand it.
And we got San Fran last year, I get it.
That same thing. Like, I don't know, these non-traditional, like playing an NL team on opening day.
Hey, Milwaukee used to be in the American League. Are you too young for that?
Yeah, I guess. I remember Milwaukee in the American League. I remember the Yankees clinching the 96 division against Milwaukee. That was against the Brewers at Yankee Stadium, and they won the division. I don't know why I remember that. I remember a lot about the 96 Yankees, George, because it was the first team I ever saw win in my life was the 96 Yankees. In really anything, because I just remember the Bills Super Bowls, but they never actually won. So I remember a lot of stuff in the 96 Yankee World Series run than anything else. And I remember them beating the Brewers to clinch that night in the Bronx in like early to mid-September.
It's funny. I don't
when they won
that.
The division. I do. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff from there that goes through. And the Mets open in Houston. So even that, like same thing. Old NL team. Mets are playing Houston on opening day. So George, really, Yankees and Mets are playing, just, you know, let's pretend it's 1987. Mets Astros, Yankees Brewers. Suddenly it doesn't, not interleague games. Let's go.
What bothers me though is, you know, why are the Yankees opening in New York against Milwaukee? Shouldn't it be the other way around? They have a dome there.
You know that would require people doing things the smart way, George. And as we have learned, that's not something that baseball does very well. They don't
it's 3
do
o'clock
things
start, too. Good.
Way.
You'll be playing at night. That's great. So it'll be nice and warm on a March night. Get the hell out of here. I will never go to a baseball game in April at night at Yankee Stadium. Never.
They should always start Milwaukee, Toronto, Texas, Miami.
Any warm weather team should start
San Fran,
the first 2 weeks of the season at home.
You know, Houston, San Diego. Minnesota, I mean, Minnesota actually is tough. Minnesota's actually tough. They've had some snow in April before.
I don't want to play Minnesota in April.
You
want to
play in Minnesota. Arizona. You know, they got enough spots where they could.
Damn right.
They could try to limit it as much as they can over the first couple weeks.
The Angels are with the White Sox. Yes, that'll be a beautiful 4 o'clock game in the late. What are we doing? There's not enough alcohol in the stadium to get me to go to that game.
Now, Joe told me last night, or maybe the night before, one of the last two nights, Joe told me that you got him involved in already some season or some MLB futures. You already pulled Joe in on hockey teams to make the playoffs.
He likes to cross-sport them. He's doing four-way wheels. I mean, he's nuts. I don't have that kind of patience. I'm not waiting for next year's Super Bowl. I can't do that.
But I say it to him all the time. He's crazy, and he's putting these things in. I'm like Joe, you're gonna sit on that for a year. But the problem is, George, he doesn't care because he's got like 50 of those sitting in there that are all gonna end at different times. So he's just basically throwing another log on the fire. Is really all that he's doing.
I don't like wait. I don't like betting on something today and waiting for something that happens on Tuesday. I don't like waiting for that. That bothers me. Listen, unless I lost, then I don't care. But if I won, I got to wait for the second half of this ball. No, or third half, whatever it might be. And it was just idiotic. I know because I do play futures. I play. You know, I have a bunch of win totals in MLB. I got a lot of home run guys.
I love the MLB win totals. Love them.
I like the home runs. I like betting the home runs. Cody Bellinger 20.5. How does he not hit that?
Well, I like that they give you now, and FanDuel does this, and I think a couple of the other books do as well. Now, preseason, you can do they've got like levels like 20 plus, 30 plus, 40 plus, 50 plus, and you bet guys to hit those milestone numbers. What's Bellinger? 20.5, you said, or 21?
It was 20.5. I lefty Yankee Stadium. I think he's going to bat behind Judge. I think he'll bat third. I mean, he's going to see a lot of fastballs.
I would go Judge Bellinger Stanton. Judge Bellinger Stanton is probably what they'll do.
That's what I assume
he's
got to.
He's got to stay healthy though, George.
Well, I was going to make that joke for 100 games. You have a 62, you have to put somebody else in.
Now after the Red Sox got Bregman, I'm not going to lie. I went and looked at their win total. I think the Red Sox are going to be better. I think they're going to be a lot better. It's 86.5.
Agreed.
The Red Sox
win total.
Now, I can't play it just because of principle. I don't want to root for the Red Sox to win 87 games. But it seems like a pretty good. Or do you want to do one of those reverse psychology ones, George? You can say, I can really root against them. But if they do get it, at least I put money in my pocket.
I separate my fandom from my money. It's got to separate it.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. George in for Joe. We're back in here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We'll start the second hour with the hockey stuff, of course, the Four Nations, which has been fantastic. Two great games on Saturday, including obviously the big one, USA and Canada. We'll give you some stuff on that at the start of the next hour. I just wanted to finish this up, George, because I know we kind of ran out of time there. So you said you separate your fandom from your money. So that means that you'll put it on the side, because I think that's a good number, 86.5 for Boston.
Yeah, I had a long time ago separate my fandom from my fantasy from my money. You have to treat it differently here, or you're going to hurt yourself here. The Red Sox, listen, they should be able to hit, right? You got Casas, Bregman now. Devers is great. We'll see what they get out of Story. Duran. They got a couple of top Bueller prospects coming up as well. That should help there. I like Bueller. I think he'll be I don't think he'll be great, but I think he'll be good. So you got Crochet, Hauk, Bello, Bueller.
Crochet too.
It gets shaky deep. And the bullpen has question marks. I mean, so they're not there. And I
think if they play problem. except the Dodgers. Everyone's got a bullpen problem.
If they keep Devers at third base, though, and Bregman at second, I think that's kind of stupid. Because once again, Devers is one of the worst defensive third basemen in the game. All right, he can't play third. He just can't.
Yeah, it's pride.
All right, but he's got to either play first, which I don't know how much that helps, or he's got to be a DH. You know, Casaste, you better put him at DH here. But Bregman at third, all of a sudden your defense is better, and you open up second base for that top prospect. All right, so that's what I'm doing if I'm the Red Sox. But maybe you don't want to tick Devers off if Bregman's going to opt out after 1 year. I don't think he will, mind you. I can't see him getting $40 million next year from anybody. You know, so I don't think he will opt out, but that's the conundrum they're facing.
I think it all comes down to, obviously, and this isn't breaking news here, it's what kind of year does he have? You know, because I got to tell you, his numbers, like if he does what he did last year in Houston, which was like 25, was he like 25 and 95, something like that? I don't even think he got to 25. I think it's more around 20 and 95. You know, what are you, 270 last year? 270, 280? Right in that area?
You actually, you cheated him on his home runs, but you gave him too many RBIs. 2675, 260.
26, and what? And he hit 260. You know, he does that again in Fenway Park. I would be keeping the $40 million if I'm him. I don't know if he gets any better than that. Now, if he goes in there, though, and he's peppering balls, he starts peppering balls off that wall every night. It's a couple over. It's 280, 290. Maybe gets the homers to 30, gets the RBIs up to 90, 100. I could see him going back out and going.
He's got to get the OPS. It was only 768 last year. He's got to get that over 840, 850. And, you know, Fenway will help him. But remember, they have the Crawford boxes in Houston. That's more of a joke to Fenway.
Yeah.
Those little boxes. I mean, it's not as long. It doesn't go out deep into left center field like Fenway does, of course, but they're there. So it's a good park for righties to hit in there. Listen, I think he'll put up better numbers, but I don't think they'll be dramatically better. Imagine he last 3 years, 23, 25, 26 home runs. I could see him getting the 30, sure. RBIs, all right, a little less last year. Maybe he gets to 85, 90. I don't know how much better the average is going to get. You want to give him 265, 270? Fine. If you get the OPS over 8, he'll have some decisions to make if all that comes in. But still, I don't see anybody paying $40 million next year. I just don't. But maybe he'll get a longer contract. Where he gets the 6 year, what he turned down this year from Detroit apparently was 6171. Maybe he accepts that next year.
Like they have his number at 19 and a half, Bregman. His homers for the season.
I'd go over.
I think he'll go over.
I haven't taken it, but I would go over.
And Judge, 48 and a half. I just saw it because I've had it open.
He stays healthy, he crushes it. Right? He'll hit that by mistake.
That's what it all comes down to. Does he play 145 games, 150 games? Does he play that many games? Because if he does, he'll do it in his sleep. He'll do 50 homers in his sleep if he plays 150 games.
He'll do it by mistake. He's too strong. He'll go out.
He misses 75 games, and obviously, it's you never know.
Hit 30 then.
It's very, very, very tricky. See, now you got me down this rabbit hole, George, because I haven't really looked at this stuff yet, you know, because they just got the spring training this week.
I love the home runs.
I guess all I played there in a year. You know that. I hit a play home runs. Tater time every day. That's it. It's taters and golf.
What are my favorites? James Woods, 17 and a half. He would have to miss 75 games not to hit that. He's another guy who's a monster. He can hit. It doesn't matter if he hits squares up. They're going to go out. He's not going to hit 18 freaking home runs.
Mm.
No, he gets that. I love that.
Man, look at these numbers. Gunnar Henderson, 30 and a half. Didn't he smash that last year? You like Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah, he was up there with Judge at one time. Remember, they were close.
Well, he had like 30 at the All-Star break, and he really tailed off in August and September. He did not have a good August and September. Not that anyone on the Orioles did have a great August and September.
37 last year. The Orioles are so disappointing, by the way.
He had like 25 at the break. Like at the All-Star
He was up there with Judge for a while. Remember, Judge had a couple of more home runs and it was closed. Then, you know, Judge went one way and Henderson went the other. The Orioles, though, were so disappointing. This is a team that's loaded with young talent. Loaded with young talent, and you got worse. Your pitching's not there. You don't sign anybody. You know, I mean, you got Mountcastle, Holiday. Well, I think Holiday would be much better. He's another guy I always total. I think I like there. It's a low total. Westberg, Gunner. You know, Tyler O'Neill. Really, this is who you're signing, Tyler O'Neill.
Santander. He's gonna hit in Toronto, man.
Oh, and that's
gonna hit in Toronto. He's gonna hit at that place. He's gonna be just fine. And he hit there. He used to love hitting there as an Oriole. He'd go into Toronto all the time and he'd put up big numbers. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, Georgian for Joe. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Sans Lisi, Joe out, George Kurtz in for us this evening as we're getting you ready for the weekend. Not a lot going on, as of course it's NBA All-Star Weekend. T.O.'s playing in this, George. T.O.'s in the celebrity game at the NBA All-Star Game. See him at the... Missing free throws right now at the free throw line. I mean, just some.
Is he doing push-ups? That's all I want to know. Is he doing push-ups?
He might need to do it with him if he misses another free throw. He might have to do. He hit one there. T.O. in the mix. How about that?
It's my quarterback, man. That's my quarterback.
As Barry Bonds out there. Well, Barry Bonds isn't playing. Barry Bonds is the coach for one of the teams.
Too many jokes though.
Games in San Francisco. So Bonds and Jerry Rice are coaching these celebrity teams. Just invigorating stuff here, George. NBA All-Star Weekend. I mean, you just can't get higher quality entertainment than this. As I can now turn this off and go to even more entertainment.
You want to know my extent of NBA knowledge? I'm going to tell you something. One of the Doncic trade happened about 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks from tonight, maybe?
Two weeks from tomorrow night. It was a Saturday night. Two weeks from tomorrow night. Yeah.
So listen, I know more NBA than I probably let on. Mainly doing these shows, by the way, especially Gabe's show because I have to clip it and he's talking NBA all the time. And when that trade went down, of course, I'm on Twitter following everything. And when I saw what he went for, I'm like, oh, that must be a different guy. That can't be the guy I'm thinking of. That's the first thing I thought of. I can't because you know he wouldn't have gone for that, right? He can't be that superstar if he went for that. So that lets you know where I am with the NBA.
So even George, who doesn't watch the NBA, doesn't know a lot about the NBA, even he knew that the Lakers ripped the Mavericks off for Luka Doncic. What they gave up to get him. Even he knew that it was an absolute robbery of all sorts. Oh, man. Yeah, NBA trade, George. It's a scene, man. It's absolutely wild what goes on. Indiana and UCLA, the only real college basketball game of significance this evening. As of right now, UCLA up 35-25 at the half. Taking care of business there. Quinnipiac all over Sacred Heart now, 90-79. Ohio up 4 on Kent State. Loyola's come back. They're now tied with St. Louis, 65 up in that one. Where's the Live Golf? I turn on the Fox. We're supposed to be on the Fox app now. Give me the Live Golf. Maybe I'm a couple minutes early. I got 3 minutes, George, before the Live Golf. Live Golf clips on. So, Fred down under in Australia. So, in the next hour, we will start with the hockey, get into that, and some football. Because we do have a few things going on. Everybody, there's trade rumors, quarterback movement rumors. Combine is a couple weeks away. Very exciting stuff. How about Dak? Did you see the Dak thing this week, George, where he said at that charity event? You know,
what's he supposed to say? And really, what's he supposed to say? All right.
You're right about that. You know, we get on these guys.
We're not very good.
You
know, we got some problems. I think we're a 7-10 team.
Trying to pump everybody up. You're right. What is he gonna say? You gotta say something. Yeah, you know what? I think we're as good as that. We're not that far off if the Eagles won. That's pretty much what he was saying. If they can win, we're not too far behind them. We've beaten them a lot the last couple of years. We could play with them. Yeah. Every year's
Cowboys just making me. You know, I watched Landman this week too. I finished that up. I see Jerry Jones on that show. I was like, oh great, I can't escape this guy. How about putting more into the team than you do when you're acting? Which, by the way, wasn't terrible. And I feel better about it.
Well, me and Joe talked about this, I guess, when this first came out. I'm not gonna give him so much credit for his acting because I think all he was doing just being himself. Everything he said there, obviously he was playing himself, but everything he was saying was things that he has felt and said his entire life. I bought this team for my family. I'm never giving it up. So.
That hurt, by the way.
Yeah.
I think I almost threw something on TV when he said that. Why are you so mad? I'm like, because he means it. It's not acting.
Yeah, he's not acting. That is genuine Jerry, what you got in that Landman show. All right, we got another hour to go. Carmen Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Georgian for Joe. We're back after this.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.